So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Kofei continues. Pirashti mincha shel esrayinim be'eni de'ekama pirashti. If one made a neder to bring a mincha of a certain number of esrayinim, but does not remember the number, there's a machlekes. A chum say yavi shishim isarin. He must bring one mincha of 60 esrayinim, the largest possible mincha that an individual can bring. Rebbe Yomer, yavi menachas shel esrayinim mi echad vad shishim. He must bring 60 separate menachas with all the amounts from 1 through 60, because as Rashi the Mishnah explains, kim da'ama mincha mash machada. Since he used the term mincha, which means one mincha, he must bring the entire amount in one kli. And kiviyasa demana milsa. Rebbe holds that the kli must hold the exact amount, not more. And the Brice elaborates. Shehein elef ushmoina meis vishleishan. There's a total of 1,830 esrayinim. And the Brice continues with the same machlokes in a slightly different scenario. Pirashti ve'eni dea ma'eza mehen pirashti, ve'eni dea kama pirashti. If he does not remember what type of a mincha he pledged, and he also does not remember how many esrayinim he pledged. The Chum say, Yavi Chamish Menachas al Shishim Shishim Esrayinim, Shehein Shalish Meis. He must bring 5 Menachas, one of each type, each containing 60 Esrayinim, a total of 300 Menachas. And Rebbe says, Yavi Chamish Menachas al Shishim Esrayinim, Mi Echad Vat Shishim, Shehein Tisha Alaf Me'umeya B'chamishim. He must bring all 5 types of Menachas. And from each type, he must bring a separate Mincha for every number between 1 and 60, totaling 9,150 Esrayinim. The Gemara offers several explanations of the machlekes. Rabbanan Savri mutar lahachnis chul la'azara. Rebbe Savri asur lahachnis chul la'azara. Rabbanan hold that it is permitted to bring non-consecrated items into the mikdash as part of the avodah. Therefore, he can bring a mincha of 60 asaran and stipulate that the esrayinim that he did not pledge should remain chulun. However, Rebbe holds that it is forbidden to bring non-consecrated items into the mikdash as part of the avodah. Therefore, he cannot make this stipulation. Rather, he must bring 60 separate menachas in each amount and stipulate that the amounts that he did not pledge shall be menachas nedava. A second explanation, Rabbanan Savri mutar la'arav cheva b'nedava. The Rebbe Savri asur la'arav cheva b'nedava. The Rabbanan hold that it is permitted to combine an obligatory and voluntary mincha in one kli. Therefore, he can bring a mincha of 60 isaran and stipulate that the esrayinim that he did not pledge should be voluntary menachas. However, Rebbe holds that it is forbidden to combine an obligatory and voluntary mincha in one kli. Therefore, he cannot make this stipulation. The Gemara digresses to explain how to bring an obligatory mincha that is mixed with a voluntary mincha. The kametz, the hadur kametz. He must separate the kametzah twice, and talilei b'das kain. He stipulates that the division between the two menachas depends on the kain, namely, da'amar kol hecha demati yadu de kain hashta chayva ul'b'saif nedava. Wherever the kain takes the first kametzah from should be for the obligatory mincha, and the second kametzah is for the voluntary mincha. However, the Gemara asks, akturi hecha makter. He's faced with a dilemma regarding the order in which to burn the kemitzas. Likter nedava bereisha dechayve hecha makterla. If he burns the voluntary kemitza first, he cannot then burn the obligatory kemitza because dilma kula chayvehi v'chaslu shirayim v'shirayim shechaslu bin kemitz laktara ein makter kemitz alayim. Perhaps the entire mincha is obligatory, and the kemitza that was burned first was actually part of the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, and since it was burned first, the shirayim is now deficient, and it's forbidden to burn the real kemitza. Likter chayve bereisha, the nedava hecha makterla. If he burns the obligatory kemitza first, he cannot then burn the voluntary kemitza because dilma kula chayvehi v'chol shehu mimenu le'ishma riba bal taktiru. Perhaps the entire mincha is obligatory, and the kemitza that was burned first was the real kemitza. If so, the second kemitza is part of the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, and it is forbidden to burn it on the mizbeach. The Gemara answers, damastik lula shum eitzim. He burns the voluntary kaimitz first with the stipulation that if it is not the real kaimitz, he's burning it as additional firewood, not as a carbon, and this is permitted. A third approach, there is a machlekes in an earlier mishnah above. Rabbanan say, afel mincha shel samach isaran noisim la samach lug, every mincha requires a lug per isaran. Therefore, to a mincha of 60 isaranim of flour, we add 60 lug of oil. Rabbanan say, Yaakov ayma, afel mincha shel shishim isaran ein la elo loiga. Every mincha requires one lug per mincha, regardless of its size. Therefore, even to a large mincha of many esrayinim, we only add a single loig. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Rabbanan savri karabanan de'amri samach loig b'chol chad b'chad isaran loig u'koshakal. The Rabbanan hold that we add a loig per every isaran. Therefore, he can stipulate that as many esrayinim loigin that he pledged should be the obligatory mincha, and the rest are voluntary menachas. And Rebbe savri karabalaz ben Yaakov de'amr ein le'el loiga. Rebbe holds that we always add only one loig, therefore, lo yadinan ichad minchahi, the sagid lo bechad loig, ishtei menachas ninu, debi'in shnei loigin. He cannot make this stipulation because we don't know whether it is one mincha and requires only one loig, or whether it is two menachas and requires two loigin. A fourth approach. Rabbanan savri katan vehevi gadol yatza. Rebbe savri lo yatza. The Rabbanan hold that if one pledges a small carbon and brings a large carbon, he has fulfilled his obligation, even though it's not exactly as he pledged. While Rebbe holds that he does not fulfill his obligation with a larger one, and so he cannot bring a larger mincha. Zok the Mishnah, Harei Eitzim, Lo Yifchis Mishnei Gezirin. If one pledges wood for the Mizbeach, he must bring a minimum of two large blocks of wood. The Gemara cites the opinion of Rebbe. Eitzim carbon heim, tunin melech betunin hagasha. A donation of wood is considered a carbon that requires salt and the avoid of hagasha being brought near the Mizbeach. The Gemara adds, L'divi Rebbe, tunin kemitza tzrichin eitzim. According to Rebbe, one must shred the wood and separate a kemitza from it, and one must bring additional wood with which to burn it, as with any carbon. The Mishnah continues, Levaina lo yifchis mekaimetz. If he pledges Levaina, he must bring at least a kaimetz of Levaina. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Harei alai lemizbeach, yavi Levaina, shein lechadav eshakarv legam mizbeach el Levaina. If one pledges to bring something for the mizbeach, but does not specify what carbon, he must bring Levaina because it is the only item that is completely consumed by the fire. However, other karbanos are not offered completely on the mizbeach because oila, oila lekahanim. The hide of an oila is given to the kahanim. Oila sa'if, ikamayru avanaitza. The crop and feathers of a bird, oila, are not burned on the mizbeach. Nesachim, l'shisin hazli. The nesachim are poured into the shisin, not burned on the fire. Minchas nesachim, kivindikim mincha de'achli, kahanim minah, loy psikale. Although minchas nesachim are completely burned, however, since ordinary minachas are eaten by the kahanim, we assume that he did not refer to a mincha as the mizbeach. The Brisa concludes, Pirashti ve'eni de'ama pirashti, yavi mikol davish akarav lemizbeach. If he specified which item to bring, but he does not remember what he said, he must bring one of each of the items mentioned, since in a way they can also be considered completely for the mizbeach. The Mishnah continues, Chamisha kamatzim heim. There are five halachas where there is a measurement of a kaimetz. Ha'ima harei lai levayna, lo yifchis mekaimetz. If someone pledges levayna, he must bring at least a kaimetz. Hamanadiv mincha, yavi imo kaimetz levayna. One who donates a mincha must bring with it a kaimetz of levayna. Hamalas a kaimetz bachutz, chayiv. One who burns the kaimetz of a mincha outside of the mikdash is liable to karas. Shnei bezichin, tu'unin shnei kematzim. The two spoonfuls of levayna that accompany the lechem upon require two kematzim of levayna, one kaimetz in each spoon. The Mishnah continues, Harei alai zahav, layifchis medinu zahav. Kesef, layifchis medinu kesef. If one pledges gold or silver to the mikdash, he must bring at least one dinar. And the Gemara explains, Da'ama matbeya, he specified a donation of currency. Otherwise, he could bring nascha, an ingot of gold or silver. Furthermore, he must bring a dinar because priti did the havali of the inshi. People do not mint golden prutas. And ba'asra dolei saga priti the kaspa. We're discussing a place where they do not accept silver prutas. The Mishnah continues, Nechaitches, layifchis mimo kesef. If he pledges copper, he must bring an amount worth a ma of silver. However, a brisa rules, he may bring a small copper fork because it can be used to cut the wicks and clean the lamps. The brisa adds, Barzel, Leifchis Mikal Ya'ariv Amma al Amma. If he pledged iron, he must bring a piece that measures one square amma, which can be used to keep birds from nesting on the mikdash roof. The Mishnah concludes, Pirashti Venide Ma Pirashti, Yehimevi Achayim Maloy Lekachnes Gavanti. If he specified an amount, but does not remember it, he must bring a large enough amount where he can safely say, I certainly did not intend for more than this.